This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. Some of the estimated 10,000 Wisconsin residents with past and current family ties to Ukraine say they haven't forgotten the Ukrainian people affected by the nearly five-month-long armed conflict with Russia. A fundraising picnic drew several hundred supporters to a park in Franklin yesterday. Among the entertainers, a youth group performing a Ukrainian folk dance. Food and homemade merchandise were for sale. There was also a raffle. Olga Haliburta Hippas is vice president of Wisconsin Ukrainians, Inc. Her parents were born in Ukraine. She says the U.S. and other nations are sending a lot of military aid to the war-torn country, but she says grassroots efforts, like her group's, can meet other needs.
We're trying to think of an individual who's out there who's suffering. We're thinking of helping that one person make it through the day a little bit easier. We've done things, obviously, in the medical space where we bought massive amounts of tourniquets, and we're sending those individual first aid kits for soldiers. And we're also helping, you know, orphans just have summer outfits that they didn't have. You know, they came with nothing from the hard-hit areas.
Haliburta Hippas says Wisconsin Ukrainians, Inc., also bought a washer and dryer for an orphanage.
Because theirs was old and breaking down, and now they have so many more kids. And I think of the woman who has to do all that laundry, and to make her life a little bit easier that day of doing laundry is something that's what we're about.
Haliburta Hippas says money raised by grassroots efforts in the U.S. is sent to trusted partners in Ukraine or Poland, who then buy the goods and see that they're delivered. Ukraine native and Milwaukee area resident Helena Salapata is also on the board of Wisconsin Ukrainians, Inc.
We know exactly who we are helping. We are helping our cousins, our neighbors, small groups of people who, in order to get money from big foundation, you have to apply for a grant just like you do here. And in case with us, it's much easier to ask even for like two pairs of boots sometimes, which seems funny and it's not expensive, but if you have 20 or 25 people asking for boots, you have to help them.
Salapata says she's committed to doing additional fundraising, convinced that Ukraine will win the conflict with Russia.
I have no doubt. The only question I have, what price we have to pay? How many people have to die in order for us to win this war?
For Olga Haliburta Hippas, the end is more murky.
I pray and I leave it in God's hands because I don't know how this could end. We cannot accept anything less by Russia leaving Ukraine, and the world should not accept anything less. And so how is this going to end? You tell me.
Another performer at the picnic in Franklin, Zorian Dufek, offered optimism as he sang in Ukrainian about the sun rising over that nation. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.